Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Monday, June 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We are entering another week together. The scripture says that this is the day that the Lord has made, so we'll rejoice and we'll be glad in it. It's a day in which you are loved, you are seen, you are known, you are valued by the Father, you are cared for, you are living as someone who is companioned on this journey, and we are becoming people who live in full recognition that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people together as the Church of Jesus Christ, belonging to God, and we, by the Spirit living within us, are now overflowing in love as Jesus performs, demonstrates, shows his love to others through us. And that's the gift of being together on a series like this, in a series like this, all the things, everyday ministry in the power of the Spirit. So we have a sweet time of meeting with Jesus together today. We have a good week this week of learning to discern the Holy Spirit's voice, of growing in what it means to hear God speaking to us and through us to others, and what it means really to live as kingdom people, those who have said yes to the rule and reign of Jesus in our hearts, and then we convey that opportunity, that invitation to others to come out of darkness into his marvelous light, to come out of the grave, put off those grave clothes, and rise with Jesus. And so, good things ahead of us today. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, Come Holy Spirit, We Need Power to Be Witnesses. And this is a good theme for a Monday. Our text is from John 14, verses 15 to 17, and Acts 1, verse 8. Hear the word of the Lord. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And now from Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Consider this. John Wesley was a man who understood that welcoming the Holy Spirit to move in his evangelistic gatherings was not only necessary, but central to seeing the gospel take hold of the heart. Stories of miracles fill the pages of early Methodist history, including healings, visions, miracles, power encounters that resulted in the conversion even of skeptics who came to the meeting. The historic prayer of the body of Christ, Come Holy Spirit, would have surely been on the lips of John Wesley in one form or another as he and his evangelists witnessed God performing signs and wonders that drew men, women, and children to Jesus. Just as John Wimber wondered when he would get to do the stuff, so too I wondered as a new Christian when I would see my first miracle. Early on in my faith, during my college years, I surrounded myself with Christians who believed God still does miracles today. Quite honestly, they were incredibly hard to find in my small town. I found a Bible study that practiced praying for one another and started my learning as best as I knew how. It was messy, and I wasn't always sure the theology was quite right. Their influences were many in that small Bible study, but I wanted so desperately to not be on the sidelines as the Lord worked through others. So I began to try. One long evening, a friend with disabilities and I went out into a field so I could pray for him to walk. I looked at my Bible and it said that Jesus and the disciples prayed prayers of command, which sound like get up and walk. With all the faith only innocent new believers can have, we both prayed deep into the night. He never walked, but neither of us had diminished faith. We left that field hours later, laughing and smiling and trusting Jesus for more than we had seen that night. His joy filled us. Attempting to understand the Bible and the guides God sent to me along the way, I simply continued to pray for people. I was beginning to understand the kingdom now and not yet somehow in my heart. I saw a few visible healings, but I did notice something else. As I prayed for people and practiced praying for others, launching in with all my compassion and all the words that accompanied it, I had flashes, moments when in my mind's eye, I would see a picture. And by a picture, I mean I would see an image. Sometimes a scripture would come, sometimes an idea would come, but often I would see a picture, which has been very common for me in my life, my particular way that God speaks to me. The picture would change from person to person. Sometimes it would be an object. Sometimes it would be a scripture verse with an image accompanying it. And as I began to share those pictures in prayer, it was clear that God was addressing hidden topics in the person's heart that I had no way of knowing other than by the Holy Spirit's revealing. This led to Christians coming closer to Jesus, and in other cases, people coming to Christ after an encounter with his love and power. This is part of our inheritance as Christians. We are people who operate, again, naturally supernatural, gentleness and humility, coming with compassion, evidencing the fruits of the Spirit as we move. We are people who operate in spiritual gifts. Stephen Elliott writes this about John Wesley, his ministry and the miracles. I suspect Wesley would have had far, far less evangelistic success had it not been for the miraculous activities surrounding his ministry. I am absolutely convinced Wesley would be the first to acknowledge that the graces and gifts God had given him as an evangelist, leader, and strategist were inadequate to explain the staggering numbers who came to faith in Christ. I suspect he would be equally quick to downplay any thought that friendship or lifestyle evangelism was a significant factor in seeing England and much of Europe saved under his ministry. These supernatural manifestations were not solely confined to the ministry of John and Charles Wesley. Many other revivalists throughout history were also marked by remarkable manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit," is central to effective life-to-life ministry. Dependence on the Holy Spirit to transform lives is a muscle that we, like Wesley before us, and every other follower of Jesus, must work and develop, must practice. As we go about our days with the prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit," on our lips, miracles will be a part of your story and mine. Now, let me just say something about this before we pray. There are different expressions of this prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit," that we see throughout history. And I just want to say here, what this is not come Holy Spirit because you're not already here. Of course, the Holy Spirit's here. God is omnipresent. And we can go into every circumstance knowing that the Holy Spirit's here. What the prayer, come Holy Spirit, is an invitation. It's a saying of yes, Holy Spirit, in this moment, begin to do what only you can do and show me how you want me to partner with you. Come Holy Spirit is like opening the door of our hearts and saying, Holy Spirit, come, have your way in me. Do something in me that not only transforms me, but enables me to move out in love, in grace, with spiritual insight, and if you desire it, spiritual gifts. Again, I've talked about this before. John Thompson talks about in his book, Convergence, there are natural gifts and there are acquired gifts, things we've learned, but then there are spiritual gifts, and these come from the Spirit. They are gifts that the Spirit gives in order to do something that is happening. The Trinity is at work in someone's life, and we're going to learn to partner with that. I want to keep saying, as this prayer, come Holy Spirit, is in you, begin to trust some of the intuitions. Do they line up with the gospel? Do they line up with the fruits of the Spirit and what you know God would want to be about in someone's life, to love them into his kingdom, to love them into relationship with them, to love them into covenant with them? If all those things are lining up and you're saying, come Holy Spirit, begin to trust some of the intuitions that you have. And then, as I say in today's entry, just begin to practice. Practice on fellow believers, good friends, others who are like, sure, you can pray for me and whatever you sense coming to you as you pray. But I would just encourage you, just begin to step in. If it's putting your toe in the water, great. If your feet are already in the water, go in, ankle deep, let it rise. Just keep practicing this. And I would encourage you to practice it in prayer. Instead of just journaling or praying immediately for all those in your area or your sphere of relationships and concern, wait on the Lord and say, Lord, come Holy Spirit. I open myself to pray the prayers that your Spirit wants to stir in me right now for this person. What do you want to say to me now as I move to this place of prayer? And begin to just journal out the things that God speaks to you. He may give you pictures. He may give you scriptures. My wife often gets scriptures when she's praying for someone. I tend to get pictures first. Some of us just feel like themes are rising in us. I really sense the Lord wants to communicate to you how much He loves you and that He's got you. He's got your back in whatever you're going through. Sometimes those moments I've seen the Holy Spirit is just there, and that's exactly what they need to hear. So we're just learning how to hear the Spirit's voice, how to depend on the Holy Spirit so that we can see the miraculous. And you've probably heard, there are no small miracles. A small change, a movement in someone's heart closer to Jesus, an inch closer, is a beautiful, miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. We may participate that in a small, unseen way. We might participate in that in a miraculous way where God does something profound, some of the stories that I'm sharing with you. And I would just encourage you to just begin to lean in. Please remember that the stories that I'm sharing, even from my own journey, they are not intended for you to just say, wow, that's amazing what God does through someone else. I'm wanting to invite you in. Just another step. If you are a follower of Jesus and you believe His Holy Spirit is living in you, you're learning to abide in Him and understand that He's abiding in you. You're moving in your life from consecration to Jesus into transformation. You're saying yes to His deep work in you to conform you to His likeness. Then you take steps out in demonstration, and we learn to see the Holy Spirit at work, to hear the Holy Spirit's voice. So I'm going to be sharing a bit about that in some entries coming up, just how we can learn to hear the Spirit's voice. So let's pray our prayer together today. Lord Jesus, you give us power from your Holy Spirit to do the works of the kingdom. Begin to move, I pray, in miracles as I learn to partner with you in reaching others with your hope. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts for today. One big journal prompt. Write about your earliest memories of being a follower of Jesus, or about your first experiences praying for others and believing God for miracles, or believing God to do something that's more than you could do on your own. Look for what God was doing in you and in those you prayed for during those times. Look for what God was doing in you in your earliest memories of following Him, your first experiences of Him moving in your life, or your first experiences even praying for others. Look for what God was doing in you and in those you prayed for, and begin to just journal about those things in your journal. Today's activation, I have, you know, just enjoyed seeing people writing cards with our kingdom question, may I pray for you? And then just seeing some of the cards showing up in our Facebook group. It's just been such a delight over these weeks to see your kingdom come, your will be done, showing up on dashboards, showing up at homes on desks. And I have another one for you. And this is going to be, you get to make a lot of cards and things during this series. Today, I'd like to encourage you to write Acts 1:8 on a small note card and carry it around in your pocket. Now, you can put it somewhere if you want, but just carry it around in your pocket. And as you go through the day today, you could just do this for today, or you could keep this for a while. Take it out on occasion and read it out loud. Let's just go back to Acts 1 verse 8 and say it again here. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses, those who behold me, in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Just write that out, and through the day, take it out. Then, as you read it out loud, begin to look in the hour ahead. Look for what the Holy Spirit is doing to open the people around you to His loving work. Pray, "Lord, let the power of your Holy Spirit work through me. Let me be a witness of your love to those in my path today." So that's our word for today. It's "Come, Holy Spirit," is a prayer that's in our hearts. Maybe write out Acts 1:8 on a note card and just put it in your pocket and say, "Lord, use me." And I often pause when I say "use me," because that makes it feel a bit utilitarian, but we know what we mean. We mean, "Father, move through me. I want to see what you're doing and partner with you, and the Spirit is in me, and Jesus is in me, and the Father makes His home in me, and now move through me." I just want to say to you, there is no guilt, no burden. If you've been walking with Jesus and you're, "Well, I'm not really that, and I don't know if I could," please, there is no rush here. We're just learning incrementally to take steps of faith. And if that's today and every day in the activations for you, that's wonderful. But if you just take a step or two this week, that's fantastic. This month, this summer, there are things the Lord's doing that are in long form in others' lives, the way they've been long form in our lives. We want to see what the Father's doing and partner with Him in it. Right now, I have people I've shared before. I have people in my neighborhood, in my relationship network. Some are believers, some are not. And I'm just praying for them right now and asking the Lord, as I journal, "What are you doing in their lives? Your kingdom come, your will be done." It's our kingdom traveling prayer. What are you doing? Help me to see what you're doing, to lean in. All right. So that's good news. So today, as we do every Monday, we're going to sing the doxology together. It is hymn number 682 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. And this will move us into today together with our hearts open to Jesus and in a place of adoration and thankfulness to him. Let's worship together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, I am excited about the story that God is furthering in your life as we all have our stories mingled together in his great kingdom purposes to win hearts to himself today. So lean in, come Holy Spirit, you have the power to be his witness today. Do it in all the ways that God has given you to do it, to love others well in your path today. All right. Blessings. Let's get our seeds together, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Lowe.